Looks like no.
Y'all know where y'all at. Welcome back to God Seems a Child. Hour 45 of straight up sensual shit.
Nigga, I got shit to do.
Looking for a long session. Bring somebody else.
Hell no, you ain't no real G then. Get the fuck out of here, man. You wasn't doing no blood for him.
No.
I wouldn't pay that. Get the hell out of here.
What up, good people? We back in the building. Listen, man, we got some heat for y'all today, as usual, but we missed y'all, and we know y'all missed us, too. Listen, I'm your host, Mr. Jones, with my boy,
Mr. Real Talk Wayne, man, in the building.
So cool, yeah, man.
Hey, you know what it is. They done told me to talk a little louder today, so I'm gonna scream at you motherfuckers. But look, we got some heat coming for y'all today, man. We got some beauties along with the beast. So we finna get them heathenized today. So I'm going to let my brother introduce his family, and I'm going to introduce my family.
Man, listen to me, man. I got one of the powerhouses of the city right here next to me. I'm so proud that she even said, I will grace y'all fools today. Listen, this woman has put on amazing events in this city. People recognize her for so many things that she's done for the culture here in Nashville. I like to give flowers to a lot of people that I don't think we give accolades to that started a lot of these movements before these new people came in and started doing some more stuff that was already being done. Mm. But not only with the events, she going to get your skin right. Not just for you ladies. Yeah. We like to look a little smooth, too. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Just the face,
but
people.
Hey, Miss Keena Sadler in the joint,
baby. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, man, we're going to keep that light-skinned energy going today. Listen, man.
It's cool in here.
I want to introduce and present to some of y'all, man, my sis, man, my family, bringing that big Leo energy.
Uh-oh.
Man. The best sign
Uh-oh.
In the building,
Uh-oh.
Man.
Uh-oh.
She is the coordinator, creator, and the innovator of Camp Kells.
Get it now.
You know what
That's
I'm saying?
Right.
She's going to be getting your body right for all
okay.
you fat fuckers out here. Listen. None other than Miss Kells Marshall in the building, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey.
This is amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you.
We so hype about y'all.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know,
thank you.
Every week, every other week, man, we hitting each other up like, yo, we really want to put our people on the map.
Yes, sir.
Our local influencers. Who you got one?
Yes,
and we've been saying Keena, we've been saying Miss Kells Marshall, and we was like, you know what? Let's build up some more energy. We got to be ready when they come. Because look, it's got to make sense to have them in here. So now we about 3 months in this thing. We got some history. You know what I'm saying? They know it ain't just all shenanigans in this.
You got to put the good clothes on today.
You know what I'm saying? So we're excited.
Put the good clothes on today.
Yeah, pressed it out and everything. Look at it, clean.
Listen, man, let's jump right into this thing, man. We're going to hit y'all with a few things, but, you know, we don't follow no script over here at the Heathen Way, man. We just told them we're going to raw dog this thing. We taking the condoms off today.
Put
you
it
know
in.
What I'm saying?
Just
we getting that skin-to-skin conversation, baby. This is going to be uncomfortable. It's going to feel good, but you're going to like it. We're going to let my boy jump in himself.
Listen, man, we need real discussion here today.
Okay.
Because we are met with a lot of imposters, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we first meet them.
Yeah.
So today we're going to talk about first dates.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Because we ain't got nothing to lose on no first date, to be real with you. I know we think we probably losing because the brother's hunting that ass. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear.
Me too. The opposite.
Ooh.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't we tell y'all to holler at us too? This is what we mean. Y'all want that booty too? Listen, we with it. I promise we with it. But now it's one of them things, big sis. It's like we don't feel comfortable with being who we are. Like, I'm going to tell you right off the rip.
Right.
I love little women. Them little bitty
them
women.
Petite women.
Petite, the morsels.
Here you go.
The one you can sit on your lap.
Not a morsel.
I'm taking Tanya.
The little ones.
This show is growing, Tanya. And I'm coming for you, baby. I'm not playing, Tanya. I love you, baby. Okay? So when I say to love people, they don't like to be called midgets.
That's right.
I'm not going to disrespect my little morsels, calling them something they don't want to be called. So I'm going to let you know off
what
the
rip. What you talking about, Tanya, on Lil' Women?
Yeah.
I just thought about who you talking about.
That's my little lady crush. It ain't
You're
even
not
no
the
whole
first
cheek.
Person I've heard say that, though.
That is
she,
not the
listen,
first person I met.
I'm going to go on and say, she fine.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Okay, so let's not get pretty. It confused,
yeah.
right?
A little more.
And from what I see, she taking the meat. Damn. You know what I'm saying? Tire going in. I'm like, well, do it, baby. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even mad at you, boo. I'll see you later. Do it again.
And if you get caught cheating, it's only worth half a point.
It's a half a point. It ain't no whole point. Thank you, bro. It's half
not
a point.
Not a half a point.
It's half a point.
You got it. No niggas are harmed in the making of that joke.
I'm like, speaking from the fellas' perspective, why do you feel like, other than we feel like we got something to lose, what's this whole, let me send my representative in?
Man, I think it's just easier to be fake. You know what I'm saying? So many people don't want to go into this thing because what they may see as a flaw to them, they may project that to other people. Man, look here. Told y'all, I came out of a marriage, man. I had nothing to lose when I went on the first date with my wife. Like, I probably overshared too much shit.
But she there. But she's
there. At least we gave her the opportunity.
She had a choice.
Exactly. That's all. All it was. Because, see, more than anything, you know, I had a representative out there. My representative wasn't good as far as being in a relationship. I mean, I'm coming out of a marriage where I cheated. So let me tell you why I cheated, and let me tell you, hey, it was me. Ain't none of that shit false. So I'm giving you a chance to more so... This is, if you can take the bad Wayne, the good Wayne gonna be okay. Right. So let me give you everything up front that your friend's gonna tell you about me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let me just go ahead and
lay it on the table.
You know, lay it on the table right now and give you that chance. You know, and we said something in the last show that is so important for this topic is when doing that, a lot of people ain't prepared for the loss. Like you have to tell people that you love or that you like something that may lose them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be authentic enough to tell them, hey, I'm going to tell you this knowing that what I tell you may lose you.
Yeah.
Right.
And you got to be cool with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my thing. So on that first date, man, we going all in. But I want to hear some of the women's perspective on that. What do you guys expect on the guy done been in your inbox, you done caught you at the club or whatever, and you finally done gave him your number, he picks the place, now what?
So let me tell you what's so funny. This is very interesting. I have gone on my first date in years. I've been divorced. And I've been on my first date 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Okay? Word. 2 weeks ago.
Hey, good job, brother. Listen, I was trying to be smooth on Facebook. Like, it's the smile for me. You know what I'm saying? She like, Mula, boy. I tell you, y'all been swatting us for a long ass time. I was cool with the rejection. I was like, I'll be back.
Refreshing because we met at Publix at the
nice. Hey, organic.
So, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, I was walking out. Yeah. He was walking in, and I wasn't smiling. And he turned around. He said, "Smile," and I turned around and smiled, and he turned back around and talked to me.
Oh shit!
So how did they go?
And it was a great first date. We went to brunch, and he said that. He said, "You know, we can go to brunch or coffee." He didn't say, you know, like an evening date.
Yeah.
He said we can do brunch. We something can do
early.
Coffee.
Yeah. To make you feel comfortable.
Exactly.
I thought you were gonna disrupt this whole life and say, "Nah, meet me at the gym."
No. Let me tell you, he does work out. And he said,
that was the only way he was gonna be able to holler at you anyway.
He was leaving the gym actually, and he was going to Publix, and so like, I was walking out.
What kind of shirt he have on?
Huh?
What kind of shirt he have on?
No, just a t-shirt. Just a little.
You see a Muslim with titty job.
No. But no, I mean, it was a very refreshing date. I mean, you know, and we had a good conversation, you know. And so he gave me two places to pick. He told me to pick the time, and he gave me two places.
He narrowed it down.
Exactly. Go ahead, bro. Whoever you are. You know what I mean?
So, like, this is my first date since I've been divorced.
Well, welcome back. And thank you for the presentation to bring her back, bro. You did your thing. Thank you, sir.
Let me add a question to that before we go further. How long has it been since you were divorced?
Oh, man, we've been divorced 8 years.
Ooh, 8 years. And this your first date?
Yes.
You done had niggas freezing over for 8 years
trying
to get
you? I done turned down some niggas because I done went, you know, they didn't come to my inbox.
Yeah.
And I go on their Facebook and they all hooked up or some bitch. You know, why the fuck you talking to me then?
Right.
What's the fuck?
Right.
You know? Right. So, no. I'll nip in the bud very quickly.
I feel.
And I'm like, nigga, I'm Gucci. You ain't got to call me no more.
Canceling them red flags for 8 years. So, that's a long time, man.
Yeah.
With you waiting that long and been fly swatting these brothers trying to get at you.
Yeah.
what was the biggest red flag, other than seeing them hugged up or something like that? Was it some PTSD in that that you felt like was holding you back too?
Probably, yeah, it was. Yeah. I'm not too trusting.
I'm not too trusting.
Yeah,
I mean, whether your breakup was for cheating or you know just any lack of commitment, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Which lack of commitment is top on the list anyway, right?
Yeah.
You know, I just feel we don't focus on the PTSD side of it, or why it take us so long to get back in the game. Yeah. And so that first date is
I didn't want to rush it either. Yeah. You know, because we were together for almost 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, man, I truly believe a healed person is a dangerous person. Because you can't come at them
you
with any kind of
bullshit. Sure you cannot.
And you know what I'm saying? And, like, I tell people, like, you know, I have a reputation for being kind of petty, kind of blunt. But I tell people all the time. But you got to understand, like, I'm giving it to you from a male perspective. Because I see so many women who talk that talk, and they fall for the bullshit all the time. Then you back here telling the people that we done already tried to warn you against. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing wrong.
Oh, yeah. Don't be warning them from people. That man can change. He ain't got to be who he was yesterday. So your information might not be there. He might have got saved Sunday. You don't know.
Men can change. I'm saying, why are you staying in the same pool with the same man that didn't change? That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of women, they go out to the same time.
She peed in the pool, too. Ain't that what you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I mean, it is what it is. But she's a perfect example of, you know, just being healed.
True.
Sometimes
indeed.
You get in your own space. Well, you don't want a nigga to disrupt that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool over here by myself. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing you can offer me that's going to get me out of my comfort zone.
Gotcha.
That's where I am.
You know
right
what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know what, Kendra? Yeah, share some light. Yeah. Because, you know, I want to hear this.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? We don't got a 20-year marriage, now 8 years, coming out of 8 years sobriety of not dating. You know what I'm saying? So what's your story? I'm going to hear. How do you feel about this?
You know, for me, it is kind of like Dwayne said, like, you don't want anybody to disrupt that. And it is a little bit of a post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
Because it's like being through so much now, I'm at a place where, like, I can just chill. I can be me. Yeah. I don't have to answer to anybody. I don't have to follow up with anybody.
Exactly.
I don't have to deal with anybody when I don't want to.
Right.
Exactly.
But the issue that I'm having is when I tell men this, it's completely ignored. It's like you still pushing and still
You're
pushing.
Not
and
listening,
but I'm
Linda.
Not telling you, I'm chilling. Like,
gotcha.
I'm good. I'm chilling.
Yeah,
that's
wow.
the issue that I have.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So that pushiness pushes you off.
Yep.
Well, a lot of us are hard-headed, man. Like,
definitely.
You know, sometimes, you know, I'm a fan of persistence. My wife chucked me out for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, I spun the block again.
Hey, shout it.
I'm serious, man. Like, this, I mean, you know, it wasn't no secret. And obviously, let me have full transparency. When I first approached, I was still married.
Mm.
So that even turned me out, because as much as I'm trying to do my thing, I don't want a woman who wants me to if I already have a woman.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's kind of an oxymoron, you know.
You're kind
of
testing her.
Yeah.
Testing her.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she shut it down, left my Facebook group, blocked me, called me a bitch and everything.
Sucker. Jive, turkey.
You know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute.
But you know, you brought up a good point, saying that you don't want a woman that wants you if you have a woman.
No.
I see it differently, right? Depending on what your relationship construct is, is very important, right? Whatever your agreements are in your relationship.
Wasn't no construct, I was cheating, my nigga. There wasn't no construct, I was cheating. So
shut it down. Shut it down.
It wasn't me trying to get nobody to be in the poly or trying to put in the middle. It was me.
Just flat out cheating.
Flat out cheating. You know what I'm saying? And it was, you know, I didn't get, you know, me and my wife was going through it. My ex-wife at the time was going through a divorce or a separation. I didn't leave with that because I feel like as long as I'm here, I'm still married.
Gotcha.
Right? So I didn't leave with that. I lived with, hey, I'm married. It's the only two things we can do. Your place or mine. I mean, your place or the car. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. Like, and she knew that because her thing to me was, you know, I'm not her.
I got, oh, wow. That's big.
I'm not her. You know what I'm saying?
That's big.
You know,
right.
You know, I don't
point.
So I mean, which goes to keep on topic, which goes back to that first date 2 years later when I circled the block. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? I circled the block. I changed up my approach. I came at it with some sense. You know, I took the slang out of the conversation.
You're proper
as
hell.
Excuse me.
I hit it with the Grand Rising.
Not the Grand Rising.
Grand Rising, you beautiful queen.
He came
queen, mature
as hell. Grand Rising, my beautiful queen.
Would you like to partake in an edible arrangement with Jamal?
He poured out them biscuits at Grand Rising. You know, he poured out the biscuits.
But we speaking on a grown level of experience, though. From your relationship, your previous relationship, mine. It's like, but trying to educate people getting into the dating game on what to expect. It's almost like no matter what we tell them, until they get those first experience beatings, right, from understanding relationship culture to begin with, right? Because relationships are a culture, man. You got to have a blend with it. You got to learn how to mix and match the right people. Mm-hmm. And until you figure out, because I also feel like we don't know how to date.
Sure.
Especially
don't.
With black people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We don't know how to date. We were always taught, we go together.
Right.
Go
find together. One and stick with them.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yep. And exactly. I always tell my daughter, I have a 23-year-old. And I've always told her, I'm like, just date and meet people. You don't have to put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people confuse dating with sleeping with and having sex. Mm-hmm. Because if you tell people, just date other people, like, that's nasty. No.
Right.
You don't have sex with everybody you go
to. You don't get booted.
You don't have to call them the next day. Right. Right. They didn't work out. But
exactly.
See what you like and find people that have things in common with you. Like, just date until you feel comfortable and with the one you know that you like and be able to narrow it down instead of just like, okay, we had a good date.
Right.
Let's talk every day, all day, and be with each other. And then... a month from now, you're tired of them, and it's because you didn't take the time to maybe explore other options.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think it's like opening up a bottle of wine. You don't jump right
you
in that
little let it breathe.
You let it breathe.
Let it breathe.
You know what I'm saying? You
let
smell it.
Let it breathe.
Let it breathe.
Gotta
you know
breathe.
What I'm saying? But again, you don't learn that off first experience.
Right.
You know what I mean? You learn that over time. But, Wayne, what are some questions that you feel like are very important to ask on the first day?
Were you born a woman?
Man.
Boy.
You know
I
what?
Need,
that's so valid.
I need you know,
very
off
valid.
The top.
Very.
You know, let me see that Adam's apple or lack thereof. You know, so.
Hell no.
Look.
I don't want to see.
Wait a minute.
No. Look. Bust it open. Let me see.
I told my son, I said, ask for third grade pictures. I need to see the ponytails and the missing teeth.
Yes.
Ask for third grade pictures.
I mean, it's very important. I think there's some questions that are off limit, but you got to ask the basics. Right?
Yes, mm-hmm.
You know, you got to ask, you know, what's your relationship status? Does somebody think they're in a relationship with you?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, can we be seen out here together? You know, I think the income and all that other shit, that comes down the line.
Later.
But, like,
your
true basic questions, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I wouldn't even ask, are you entertaining anybody? Because I'm not sure I'm going to entertain you again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So just true, basic, generic info that's going to allow me to ask questions on the second day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. You know, where you live, you know, what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you work? You know,
what do you like to do for fun?
What do you like to do for
your
fun?
Hobbies.
You get
hobbies.
With a person that's complete opposite.
Right.
They got you out in the woods hiking and you don't even like to walk more than a foot.
Right. Right.
And you lying to yourself. I think I can like it. I think I can play it.
Oh, I ain't gonna tell you what this woman had me doing on our first date, nigga. I'm lying. We hiking in the goddamn mountains and all kind of shit. I'm like, I don't do this type of stuff.
Damn.
We out there with Bambi and like, I'm from the
lions
hood.
And
we
bears. Don't,
you thought that mixed side was gonna lead to the black man. It went straight white on your ass.
I'm like, man, look here. Man, so I think that's, you know, like I said, man, and your first day should be conversation. It's a filler.
Yeah.
Yes.
You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
You know, we're not coming, like, I'm not finna question you about nothing outside of your life other than what I need to know basic for me to, you know, see
make
if
a
I
determination.
To make a determination.
Exactly.
And then, you know, hopefully by now, with the social media age, you probably done built up a rapport before the first date anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So usually the first date ain't nothing but confirmation. Okay, you told me you make this amount of money, you drive this kind of car, you do this and that. If our conversation line up in person, what we've been doing online, then, you know, part two is probably a shoe-in.
You know, that's good that you brought up online, because I'm old school.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Me too. I'm with Kel.
I'm old school.
It happened in public.
Yeah, public.
Yeah, I prefer that. Yeah, that's what I, like, me too.
It's just so many ways that can go wrong already, meeting people organically, and now you literally linking up online.
Tell them what they want to hear.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, how comfortable, or if you guys have ever even thought about doing it, what was the comfort level with online dating? I don't even entertain that.
Hmm. I've done online dating before. For me, it ended up just being like people that just, there was no love connection, but they're just really cool.
Cool people.
Gotcha.
So they ended up just,
well, that's good,
being friend zoned.
Mm-hmm.
But they were cool.
Gotcha.
But the people that hop in the inbox, that's, for me, that's where the disasters lie. Gotcha. Is the people that hop in the inbox. Because it'll just be like, hey, let me take you to dinner. You don't even have your real name. Like, you got, like,
she opened it up,
Mike Roscoe something.
My name,
like,
Mike.
I don't even know why. Like, we have a conversation. Hey, how you doing?
Roscoe,
like,
get money.
Yeah, right. Like, what is your real last name?
Yeah.
That's where the disasters happen for me.
So 86% of relationships fall apart that met online, right? Am I saying that right? Hold on, let me get my producer involved.
86% of people date online.
I'm sorry.
Wow, okay. They do online.
Still a disaster. But anyway, you know. So I'm sorry, y'all. So 86% of people meet online, start their relationships online nowadays.
Yeah.
Let me just say that. Cause this ain't,
nowadays.
This, yeah,
right.
Nowadays.
I'm part of it.
I would like to know the success rate on that too. You know, what is the success rate for meeting online? Because this is a digital world we're living in now. I mean,
yes, we are.
You know, my cousin married a lady in Nigeria, and I think Randy's over there now visiting her.
Really? Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? But the relationship is great.
That's good.
And he loves it over there. We're from Lufkin, Texas, and he live in Nacogdoches. And when I say we country, he probably smell like catfish right now. You know what I'm saying? Because we boar hunt, we catfish, we do it all, right?
Yeah.
And so for him to meet her online, it's like, damn, that's really dope that you found love in a whole nother continent.
Wow. But you know, they say your soulmate's probably not even in the same city as you.
Right.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I real mind clean up out of that. You know what I'm saying?
But so, it could be in your inbox.
But it could be in your inbox.
I'm saying that because I am a product of the inbox.
Okay,
listen,
inbox.
Man, I met my wife in 2013.
But you're a DM expert.
No, I'm really not. I'm really not. Like,
if he failed the first time, he walked in the DM.
But he went back.
He
knew the algorithm.
So let me explain. I really don't really like the inbox, to be honest with you, because if you follow me, you know the shit I say online anyway.
Right.
So I really don't have no filter. So to me, the inbox is for niggas that do cheat.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's for niggas. Like, I'm the type that's going to come on your post while all your fans
you
on
gonna say
right,
it in front of everybody.
The inbox to me is where you close it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We done made conversation. You know, before you give me your number, hey, let's confirm where we're going
to
meet at.
Take notes. He just gave you the secret of how to properly use the inbox, all right?
That's what I use it for. You know what I'm saying? So, but like I said, man, 2013 to now 24, man, and we... Like I said, because of that first date, when I was authentic.
Mm-hmm.
It was very authentic. Like, I mean, I gave her the bad parts, and she still complaining about some of them to this day. But but my thing is, we have never had to argue about anything about that because I'm already telling you. I told you I eat four foods. So now I don't want to go. I don't want to go to PF Chang. I don't want to go to Papa Dad's. I don't want to go to none of the places.
I don't want to go to Papa Dad's.
Give me some chicken tenders and a burger with no cheese and we
fries.
Good. So it's like, it was that, you know, that true authentic thing, man. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm a fan of it. I do think it's watered down now because you got a lot of niggas that they got beer muscles in the inbox. Like they right. they can see you and they will approach you, but they won't approach you in person.
And then also, you know the thing with social people that hop in the social media inbox is they've had time to study you.
Exactly.
So they she talks about fitness. Mm-hmm. So he might lay on the couch all day, every day, but he might hop in her inbox and be like, so let's talk about weights.
Yeah.
You know, like you they can study you. They can study you and all the research. Fit whatever that's they think you like. Yeah. But I mean, they can look through your pictures. They can see, you know, where you hang out, what you like to do.
Absolutely.
Who you hang out with, what you talk about often. Like, they can study you, and they can try to, that's when they put the representative on for fitting for you, what they think you like.
To close it.
Instead of coming authentically.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You know what? I think what I need to do is just put a whole lot of pictures of Tanya in my photos, and maybe I'll get more of them
of the more
because they know me then they understand what I like.
More bite size with
change your algorithm.
I'm gonna switch stuff around. I'm learning here. I'm learning.
I peeped that bite size.
Bite size.
That bite size. All right. So we had some stats a while ago, right? The 80% of people date online. So the statistic is 70% success rate.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's good.
That's pretty damn
good. I wasn't expecting
that's
that.
Really yeah. good.
70% success rate?
The world is digital now, man.
It is. Like,
not for me. Like, I throw rocks at kids still. They came out of there shooting me with the little pellets, with the little jelly pellets. And I said, what is this? It's jelly pellets, man. We're going to bust you. And I said, dang. So I'm ready to get a handful of rocks and chuck them because I know of a whole lot of them. They right there. I'm going to hit them with a handful of rocks. So I'm still old school, right?
I still, so I still believe in that, too. I still believe in the approach. I still believe in having game.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You know, you got to have a little game.
Have
like,
a little game.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, I don't know, man, but the rejection kind of turned me on a little bit. You know,
makes you
like,
want to work harder.
Yeah, when you went back.
You spun a block.
You spun a block.
Let me explain rejection versus get the fuck out of my face.
Oh, yeah.
Which one turned you on the most?
Rejection, because get the fuck out of my face is plain and simple.
Yeah.
Rejection is, you know what, I'm. You know, it's some shit about you I ain't sure about. You know what I'm saying? That it's like
it's giving you pause.
I think you're attractive, but right now some of the shit you move on ain't me. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you responded. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like that. And for all you fellas out there, you tender dicks. A response.
Tender dicks.
A response is a good thing, y'all.
Yes, it is.
Because look, when she ain't interested, bro. I don't give a damn what you saying in that inbox.
What you
it's
saying?
It's a lot of niggas that hey, how you doing? Hey,
you made a song out of that.
Hey, ain't that just talking to themselves 10 to 20 times because she's not interested in what you're saying.
Right.
I like the feedback and with my wife, you know, she let me know, hey, first of all, you're married. No. Second of all, no, I'll probably not. You look like a type that just wants pussy.
Well.
and you ain't getting it over here, buddy. Okay. Circle the block 2 years later, you know what I'm saying? Change up the game. You know, I'm fully single right now. Hey, let's go on a date.
Like, pussy wasn't that important.
It was.
But the approach was better. Right. The approach was better.
Make no mistake, ladies. I don't give a damn what a nigga tell you. We are all in this for one thing, and that's to get you in that bedroom and to go to Pound Town or whatever.
I just want to spank you. I want to see where your mind at.
It's what you do after that sex is going to determine how far the relationship goes.
It is.
Can I just be around you without just wanting to fuck you?
Right.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, when this sex is over, can I talk to you?
What else do we have?
What else do we have
besides this sex? I want the booty.
Right.
But I need everything else to come with.
Yeah. Do you think sex on the first date is a bad thing all the time?
I recommend it.
Not at all.
You don't think it's, ladies, I'm hearing grown women.
Depends on the person.
Exactly. Okay.
I don't judge people if that's what they want to do. You might really be feeling that person.
Exactly.
And some people, like, there is such a thing as like chemistry on first sight, love at first sight, or whatever.
Yeah, chemistry.
But even if there's not love at first sight or chemistry, people are grown. You can do what you want to do. Yeah. As long as you do it responsibly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both consensual. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Waiting don't mean it's going to work, and sex on the first date don't mean it ain't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because I know people that have waited for marriage, and it was terrible.
Terrible.
And they were disappointed. And then people that did it on the first date and
still had a long
life together.
My eye kind of hit me with the Steve Harvey. Like, I wasn't going to get it for 90 days. So it was my.
90? Did you make it?
I probably got to about 65.
Did you ask to eat it?
I had to show out, man. Because, you know, my mission is to break that 90 days, man. You know,
it's just, 90 days?
It's a game. I don't think she put a number on it, but she basically told me, hey.
It's going to be a man.
It's going to be a man.
No. I think that's torture.
Yeah, it is.
It's bullshit. I mean, because I'm going to give you some weird-ass offers. Can we just jack off in front of each other? Can we masturbate? Can I watch you? You watch me?
You know?
Is this the possibility? I'm into the kink shit.
That is a perfect segue into the sex talk.
Thank you.
Oh, man, that is a perfect segue.
So late.
And we got too late because we're going to see how much beauty ZZ is right here. So, right. Ladies.
You already heard him say, Wayne, it ain't nothing wrong with it. Sex on the first day.
Ain't nothing wrong with sex on the
first day. So they know what they like.
Ladies, do you all like toys? Let's start with you first.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is your toy of choice?
Cattail.
A cattail. Oh. Please explain.
What is a cattail?
The whip.
Cattail. Oh, so you like to be spanked.
Cattail. Yeah. Yeah.
So we had this beautiful masterpiece made.
That's why it didn't bother me.
We had this made. My good friend Travis, he said, I got something for you, brother. And I said, what you got for me, man? He said, I'm going to make you a custom piece. This is black walnut.
That's
a heavy paddle, man, all right?
Motherfucker heavy.
Covered with epoxy. So it is solid.
Solid. All right?
So when you say you like spanking, is
that your kink? I don't know about that, because that's heavy. Okay.
So you got your limits with that spanking kink?
Yes, I have a limit. Yeah.
So does it just stick with the spanking? Yes. Is it, you know, he behind you? You might have a young boy, the dude, the public, he young sounding, you know what I'm saying? Strong, strapping young man, and he... And you say smack that ass, you say yes ma'am. You know what I'm saying?
Just smack. Okay. Open hand.
Okay. Okay. So with the floggers too, have you ever used the flogger before?
No, never used
What's the flogger?
So the flogger is just leather, tethered leather, right? And they're woven in basically U shapes, right?
Okay.
And they drops and all together. So it gives you weight, right? Okay. So when it hits, it could either be a nice thud. And it doesn't necessarily hurt. Mm-hmm. It's just an attention grabber. So you can spank on the back, but flog on the back and slide it. Yeah. So it's just a lot of weight to your body.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So it's a fun way to open yourself up to different ways of spanking. Okay. Since you like
the cattail.
Yeah. So what about you?
So for me, I just like basic vibrators.
So you haven't gotten into any of the extra kinks?
Not with utensils.
Okay.
Just like hands.
I'm glad you said utensils. I done got so damn creative.
Just the hands and body parts, but never with the utensils.
No, but I'm glad you said utensils because I think we forget that it's so much stuff around us that we could use that we don't think about. You ever see them retarded big spoons in your little bottle you done bought at Target? Man, and it's the big wood spoon. You're like, what the hell am I going to do with it? That's a spanker. That's a nice little powder.
Yeah,
listen, so,
oh my God.
Just basic household.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny. I tell people, you know, when I use these, they be like, man, what in the hell?
Now, what is that?
Sensory, like the claw.
Yes, I love sensory, man.
Like big ass.
So these right here.
It look like a little, what you scratching your weave?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's your weave later.
Yeah.
So if I rub down like
that. Oh, that's not bad.
Wow,
it does have
a different
effect.
Work on that. Work on
check it out.
Hold on. And what's that called?
Yeah. So, you know what these are?
Yeah.
These are what you use on your Boston butt to pull your pork.
Really?
The household items.
Household items.
See, I've never even used that on pork, so I don't even
You got the regular force. You over there killing yourself. Right. So, it's a lot of stuff that we don't know, you know, and so I tend to see everything as a potential object I can use.
Absolutely.
Right? Utensil.
Right. So most of us are just used to vibrators, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's caught up on the roads,
yeah.
Which I think is excellent. But for some, that suction ain't enough, mm-hmm. right? And I think with exploring different type of vibrators, the sizes matter as well.
Yeah, they
you
do.
Know, the head on them, you know. Yeah. And you got to understand, people say, well, you lose sense of the sensory mm-hmm. in your clitoris, right? Mm-hmm. I beg to differ. I've been jacking off a long ass time. I still got sensory.
I still got sensory. They say that it's like a, because I was reading something one day and they were saying it's compared to like how workers who work with the jackhammer.
Yeah.
Eventually they start to lose the sense because of the vibration. So even with you jacking off, it's just your hand, but it's no vibration. So that's really kind of the same concept as if you were actually having sex, but you actually have a machine.
Right.
That's vibrating.
Yeah. True
and
indeed.
So that's why they say that
so spread your masturbation throughout mm-hmm. your week.
Yep. take time with it.
So how do you make your partner comfortable with your particular kink? Like are you inclusive with it? You know, do you let mm-hmm. them know that hey, this don't supersede you?
Right. Right. This is in addition to. It's not like I said, it's not superseding you.
Yeah, it's not
replacing you or not.
Is that an easy conversation? Have you found it to be easy?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, we're grown.
Right.
We're grown.
Right.
That's true.
So it
Absolutely.
Should be an easy conversation because mm-hmm. we're grown.
Right.
Yeah.
And you found it to be?
I've never even had a conversation about it. I just like pull out the stuff and they're like, oh.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, they're like, oh.
It's not even a conversation.
Let's ride.
Right. It's not even a conversation.
I dig it.
I think there have been times where they've been like, oh, like this is new, but it's still been exciting for them. So it wasn't even like a conversation like, how do you feel about this?
Yeah.
Like, you want to do it? They're just like, okay.
They're like,
show
oh,
me
God.
What the, like,
so
show me
do
what.
You do it? Do you use them during sex?
Or
is it, you know.
Sometimes, like, to work up to it.
Foreplay.
Okay.
Or, say, for instance, they might finish first. Uh-huh. Then so that I can finish.
Of course you
but,
got
but
you.
It's still,
right.
But it's still a, what you say?
He said, of course.
You say you're going to finish first.
He said,
you ain't going to last, bro. That vibration get that
deep. I just had to flash back to the 15
minutes. You got all out of here. My turn.
But it's still a group effort. Like, we still work together.
Yeah.
And even if, like, they are there and I'm just using it, it's still a group effort because they enjoy just watching me, you know,
oh, for
gotcha.
Sure.
use it.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. That's a vital part of sex, man. Sometimes mm-hmm. because Mr. 15 Minutes here.
So. Right. Hey. It's worth
call
it.
Back up.
If you,
call it back up.
If you need
up.
That thing to last an episode of Martin.
Hey, man. It ain't going to make it.
After you get this 15 minutes. Y'all want to watch the show, baby.
Hey, I'm
to watch the show.
You know what? I'm one who I explore a little bit more, right? I like to use it simultaneously.
Okay.
I like for you to have it working on that clip while I'm in it.
I've done that before, too.
You know, yeah. And I mean, to me, it just opens up so much more, right? Because that is a dual pleasure. I'm so mm-hmm. jealous of women. I wish I could separate my dick and get two different feelings out that motherfucker, right? Y'all get the intercourse, the clit, the biting, I slap you, I choke you. I mean, you get everything.
Hair pulling.
We get a nut.
Yep.
There you go.
And then y'all say some shit like, let me put my finger in your booty. You wouldn't do it, Kale?
Nah, I'm good.
You wouldn't?
Nah, I'm
so
good.
If your man said, babe, I want to try something.
Uh-uh.
Come on, no, Ken. You got to be open.
I ain't messing my nails. When you
put the finger glove
I'm
on.
I'm good.
So
I'm
you
Gucci.
Wouldn't do
it? No, I'm Gucci.
Yeah.
I think it would depend on the person.
Okay.
Yeah, it would depend on the person.
It's a no for me.
Yeah, it
depends
on the person.
No booty play at all?
Oh, him asking me to do him?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I feel you.
You wouldn't
absolutely
do it.
Absolutely not.
Shut up,
Peter.
Shut up.
Dead ass.
Because you know that's where y'all's G-spot is.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
That's where y'all's G-spot is.
Okay, right. Let me ask
I'm cool
this.
On
G-spot. We getting
cool
in here now. We getting in here now. I like it now. Right. So.
We ain't got to go
now.
To G-spot.
Yeah, right.
Then when you working on them, you coming back from this 8-year hiatus.
Yeah, okay.
I got a question about that. I wasn't going to say nothing to you just said that.
Come on with it. Get it out because I'm coming back around this thing, bro.
8 years. Is that
we got 20 minutes.
So your relationship ended 8 years ago.
Correct.
But that sneaky link didn't.
Correct.
That's what we wanted.
Yes.
The right. Hold on. Can I give a little snippet? I think the right one. We see each other at this damn gym. You don't say shit, and I don't say shit neither. I know you about 10 years younger, but I'm going to throw this cougar on your ass. And I'm going to do some strange shit to you. But don't you say a goddamn thing.
Are you spying on me? See what I'm saying?
While we on the subject of fitness and sex, man, let's go on and tie this thing in together. Is it intimidating for men to come to you, you know, about sex and all this other? Because, like, you know what I'm saying? It don't take long to see once they meet you that you're into fitness, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Correct.
So, right. I mean, that can be intimidating for a man because, you know,
it can be.
All this shit that women talking about, minute men and all this other stuff, be. and you know, they see you on the gym just going at it. Y'all nigga looking at it like, I can't do all that.
And that's why they don't get the pussy, because they scared.
So do men approach you, do they feel like they got to lead with the gym talk or anything like that?
Sometimes they do. Okay. Yeah, sometimes. Because that's the connection. That's the icebreaker is the gym. Yeah,
I'm going to encourage your ass for a date of Jenny's ice cream, the milkiest chocolate. Okay. Let me put some calories on. You've been sweating, girl. Look, let me do this for you.
what kind of men approach you? Are they is it typically younger, older men about the same age?
Here lately, it's been either within like no younger than I say maybe 5 years younger.
Okay.
And older.
Do you like so the like
I would say probably within like a 10-year span, five younger and five older.
That's a good range.
Yeah,
that's
all mine is younger. Yeah, really? I'm 45.
I mean, but y'all look good.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
So I've gotten 33.
Wow.
Really?
The most recent was 38.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm 53.
You don't look it at all.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's the smile
it's
for
the
me.
Smile.
Shit. Now, with me. If your feet ain't right, I can't fuck with you. Like, I mean,
that's understandable.
I'm just saying, you know, like, if I hear you coming in because your feet snagging the carpet because of that skin.
You got Sasquatch.
Right.
You know, so I'm sure
put some
gym,
socks
you
on, baby.
You got to take care of your hands and your feet.
Yeah.
Because that's pressure.
Yeah.
And I see your hands, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I think okay. Presentation is good, but like I said, man, if you go back to episode one. I mean, I ain't gonna kick out the bed because the feet fucked up, bro. Like,
I ain't changing. She gotta go.
Maybe you
might be able to take it. You
can get a pedicure.
Maybe you kick rocks for a living. I don't know.
That's not my job. That ain't my job.
So you the nigga in Boomerang that
pulled a cover bag.
Hell no, he late.
Like, okay,
I was looking at that shit when I met you.
Let me set this up for you.
Come on with it. Throw me a
hoop. You just met this dime. In the face. I mean, she
killing.
She killing. You know what I'm saying?
I got plans for
body on point. Income straight. Conversation good.
Wolverine that ass.
Wolverine.
She say, let's go have a night.
Come on with it. And she got closed toe shoes
done, on. You done, she done put it down in the bedroom and gave you the...
No, we made that before. Hell no.
No. This is my scenario.
Okay, come on with it.
Scenario.
Okay, she kept her shoes on, clearly.
Kept her socks on.
So you done all this on point.
Uh-huh.
And now...
After it's over.
You get ready to wake up for that shower, that Uber, whatever you got to do. You pull back them covers and it's hammer time.
I'm utterly disgusted at myself.
She done rocked
disgusted at myself for dropping my moral values and code, okay? First off, let me fix your scenario. What I was supposed to do was get smooth right with her. Oh, girl, you know what I'm saying? And grab that leg and start massaging that calf while we talking, you know, because it's organic, you know what I'm saying? I'm in there, she feeling good, I'm feeling good. Next thing you know it, I'm gonna pop that little heel off. Oh, girl, let me get on these.
Look at the time.
You know what?
Look at the time.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
You know what?
Okay, let's go with your scenario.
All right, come on.
That's more likely.
Uh-huh.
In that moment with this beautiful woman who done had the conversation and everything, that's gonna be a deterrent for
that
you.
Lets me know her car dirty. She don't set herself
what
up.
What if she picked you up for the day and the car was clean?
Thank you. God, my morals are high. So, that means something wrong somewhere. You don't care for yourself.
I guess my morals are low because I'm riding that car tonight.
You gonna hit it still?
Maybe I got a pair of Nike socks back there for you.
I just feel like something. I just feel like something about your life just ain't right if you just let your feet go to that. You know,
it's the feet.
So
it's the feet.
It's the soul for me.
I mean, you had
multiple times. Multiple
times.
And the nose crinkles.
But think about it. If you know a man work on cars or do a lot with his hands, you expect for his hands to be rough to a degree. But you would also expect him to use some Gojo
and
getting
up
them nails and clean, right?
Yeah, right.
So I know a woman may be working on her feet, but like my mama call it, she need to go get some soft service. You need to go get some soft service. Going to get her feet done. She called it soft service.
Shout out to Mama Jones with the soft service, baby.
She need to go get some soft service and handle herself accordingly.
That's real. I mean, I'm saying this, man. Don't get it wrong, man. I love pretty feet. It's not going to be a deal breaker.
I'm proud of you because they need that.
It's not
they need brothers like that.
You ain't him.
Not you.
Your hat say I'm him.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
To the pretty feet. I'm him. I'm here for it.
And for the record, my wife has pretty feet.
That is.
She ain't got no hammer time.
That is. I mean, you know, it's just quality with everything.
The whole package.
Yeah, because. If I'm gonna attract you, I want to attract all of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You like what you like.
Yeah, man.
You like what you like.
Like Kels, you can't approach her. Your ab ain't really in the right place.
I don't know, man. It's a lot of fly fat niggas in the blend.
You know what? Listen, E-Dub said the real fat boys. Hey, man, E-Dub, he's a smooth brother.
And before we get to that, that's another question. Would you date a fat guy?
Ooh. You don't want run, dude. No, don't do it. She got plans. Don't do it.
I mean, you know, same scenario. You know, he handsome. You know, conversation good.
It's a contradiction.
How?
Because
no, it's not a contradiction. She works out.
But see, would we actually be on the same page when it's time to go out to dinner? You know, because if he's larger, he's eating all the fried food and the pastas, and I'm not, you know, so I don't know.
Opposites attract.
Yeah, you're right. They do. But
after some point in time, though, for her lifestyle.
Exactly.
There we go.
It might be fun for a minute. Like, he's so sweet. He's so nice.
Doing everything right.
But then
if
she's, you know, let's go for a job, and he's never going to join
I'm good.
Her.
Nah, I just ate that cinnamon toast crunch. Let me give me some more.
It's gonna get old.
Yeah, it's gonna get real old. Yeah.
And then those nice things about him are just going to be like, okay.
So it's not going to be sustainable.
Yeah, exactly. It's not gonna be sustainable.
Yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah. So your answer is temporarily.
Temporarily.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of goes back to, right, when you first dating and you got this standard, you got this checklist, A, B, C. I've always told my wife, if a person only has A and B, the C will eventually get you. You know what I'm saying? If your standard is car, crib, you know, career.
Right.
You got the car and the crib, but no career. Mm-hmm. You know, after them three or four dates, when the money coming up, your ass going to get a job.
Right.
You know
what I'm saying?
You know, it's going to eventually be a problem. So that's why I tell people don't settle. So I always wanted to ask fitness people that because I'm going to be honest with you. Most fitness people that I see dating or fucking somebody fat.
Really?
Everyone. And
you know what? You got a point. You got
life's
a point.
Real. Like they, and I don't want me to use the word fat, but you fat.
But you know what? That may be a reason for that.
Not as fit.
It's not as fit as them. So it's like, I mean, I know a lot of them, and I don't want to call out no names or nobody, but I see it.
I'm going to tell.
You know, but like, is it a challenge? Is the challenge to make that person... You know, to bring them into their world. Maybe they see the potential. I can look at it from like that. You know, you see this woman.
I think sometimes it may give people an ego boost.
It may. Because when my wife was at her biggest, I never saw her other than the woman that I fell in love with. Right?
Oh, come here.
But I'm saying, it wasn't until she lost the weight that I was like, you was a big bro. Come on over here, Bruce.
I ain't even realize that was you.
Was that you?
But you know what I'm saying is, you know, once you get that mindset, you know, when you locked into that person, and maybe that's what people see is what I'm trying to say. Because a lot of people fall in love or fall for people just based on personality.
I got you. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, like I know I wasn't my wife's first choice with everything that I was putting
out. You don't think?
Oh, I know it.
And
if she tell me that, I'm going to believe she lying. There's some other niggas that fit the bill more than me.
I don't know why.
But I'm authentic. I'm me.
Yes, you are.
I am authentically me.
I'm telling you. I don't know if it was too many people.
Hey, right.
Yeah. I think she kind of kept you in reserve waiting on you to get right, can't get right. You know what I'm saying?
She did circle the block, you know. And for all you damn cheesecake women, my first date cost me
$30. 30.
And we've been.
And that's with the lemonade.
Cheesecake
we've been together
me, please.
11
years,
cheesecake
man. Factory me.
They got something man, for everybody what? On the menu.
Man. Cheesecake factory me.
Now, you asked about that. Kena, you fit the description of my sisters. Mm-hmm. I'm the run of the family. Mm-hmm. My sisters are 6 feet
mm-hmm.
plus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. When they put on heels.
Wow.
And them dudes get the, hey, shout. I'd be like, hey, that ain't what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And they be like, what you mean? I said, them dudes. My sister hated when I do it. So with you, to me, I was like, I'm looking at you like, it's going to take a football player to make her feel like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's always a bonus. But just to be honest, that's not
she said a bonus.
That's a bonus. But that's not really who approaches me.
It's the little dudes.
Like, the little dudes are, like, always on me.
Them little dudes.
Little dudes are just.
But them little dudes.
Yeah, sometimes they pack a punch. Sometimes.
But, so smooth with it.
They pack a punch.
Oh,
you pop in your mouth.
I mean, you know, like, bigger in size, you know, for me. That is, you know, always a bonus, but right. It's not, you know, for them to be taller or muscular, it's not a deal breaker.
Okay,
that's what's up.
Okay,
yeah, that's what's up.
She's so nice.
Man, we covering a lot in this show, man, and the time going by real fast, man. But we can definitely do this all day, but we definitely need to run it up and talk about some of these promotions we got going on, man. And I'm going to let my brother jump into that.
Hey, ladies, we got into these tours. I need for my fellas to listen to this. Now, you done heard from the ladies yourself. They with the toys, all right? And I done told you how to use it as a combination. You going to hit that thing sitting on that clip, you know, bite them on the tits. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That's a new threesome.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
I like
use
that.
It all together.
And right?
I'm telling you, you know, I'm here for
bars. Bars.
Bars. Right. So, listen, fellas. You can do this, too. Don't wait on them. This is one of them surprise things, all right? So, listen. If you go to Jenna's, they got multiple locations. You got Nolensville Road. You got Dickinson Pike, Gallatin Road, and even one in Clarksville.
Clarksville, I got one.
Yes.
Okay, Clarksville.
Yes. So if you go to Jenna's and you tell them, I heard about this off of GHC, Guys, Heathen, Child. Just say the word heathen.
Heathen.
You get half off your toy.
That's a okay? Half off.
The rose, that is.
The rose.
The rose. Don't go in there and try and pick up all that shit.
Don't get that little booty I had on here saying, hey, you said 50%. No. No, don't do that. But the rose. So I want y'all to start that's trying some of this stuff. Spice it up. You know what I'm saying? Get some things going on. You know what I mean? Listen, and if she got hammer toes, they got stuff for the feet too. Okay? They got seasoning salt. They got all kinds of stuff for you. So pick it up. Okay? Don't be scared. Also, we got some stuff coming up with SNC.
Yes,
I need
sir.
You to let them know about these events coming up.
We got the all-white party coming July 27th, man. We're going to do it real big for the city. You missed it last year, man. We're going to go back up with it this time, man. And we got so much stuff coming up. I don't really even plan, man. I just kind of do shit at the spur of the moment.
You said I just do shit.
I just do it. I just be sitting at home one day and be like, we need to do a party.
Yeah.
And that's literally how a lot of this shit is brought about, right. Man. I'm not a planner. I'm a doer. Also, man, we're going to have these beautiful GAC
come
shirts
on.
Coming
yeah.
to you.
Come on.
I know if you
okay.
listen to me, you
come
can't
on.
See it, so go to the fucking internet and turn on YouTube.
But
we gonna have them in all colors. We
there
gonna
you
customize
go.
Them for you, man.
Nice.
So
we gonna try to get some workout gear for
come
them
on.
Too. You know what I'm saying?
Get
them heathens working out
get
too.
Get some heathens.
Oh, the leggings?
Yeah, get some
hey,
leggings.
Listen,
yeah.
You can reach us at godsheathenchild@gmail.com. You can hit us up 865 heathen, right? Listen, we want to hear what y'all got to say.
866?
865 heathen.
Try all
me, damn it. You know what I'm saying?
One don't work, try the next one.
Right. Just keep on going. Text it. But nah, we want to hear this, man. Look, she said she want the leggings. We got the workout gear. Hey, let us know what you want. We ready. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? We're going to start building this thing. Fellas, I got the I'm Here hats we about to do. We got the JHC hats. But I got something for the couples, man. Y'all going to be proud of your boy.
Yes, sir.
So I done start, I finished my exam for relationship coaching. I've been experimenting with some couples, man. We've been coming in here, aligning them with themselves and getting prepared for the dungeon life as couples. You know what I mean? Hit me up for LXIX Dungeon at 69 in Roman numerals, all right?
That's what's up.
So listen, it's for the couples. It's also for the singles as well that I have a book coming out. It's a 30-day intimacy plan.
Okay.
So, you know, so, and it's just a basic guide every day for you and yours to do these steps every day. And it's real simple, y'all. And I got notes in there for you to write your notes of your experience every day. My sissy inspired me. We even put a vision board. At the beginning of the book. They do a vision board of where they see their relationship at the beginning and where they see the goal for their relationship. After they go through the 30-day plan, they do another vision board to see how it changed.
Yeah, because they can check a lot of stuff off.
Check them off.
Vision board be smaller.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
Yeah. So the inspiration came from Keena. Baby love vision board things y'all do. I was like, yo, that's dope. So we actually tried it out here with the first couple. And it was perfect. You know what I'm saying? They got to see where they are. They got to see their goals. And they got to blend. And after that, man, once we got their hearts connected, their minds connected, we took them to the dungeon. And they had a great time.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah,
that's
so,
what I'm talking about. Yeah.
And that's good. They feel comfortable
Absolutely.
With one another.
But, you know, people think you just jump into this dungeon lifestyle or this swinger lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Man, you got to be equally yoked.
Yeah, man.
You got to have a mutual mindset.
Yeah. And open-minded.
Yeah.
Is that something that people should discuss on the first date?
I think
for people that are into that, I
want morsels. The little people, they need to talk about all this shit.
The morsels.
I think you do need to know if you vanilla or if I'm gonna tie you up when you turn your back. So I mean I think that's in the realm of first date. You know, because I don't want to waste my time. You know, ain't no need of me trying to. You know, I don't have to ask you, hey, you want to fuck me tonight? But hey, when we do fuck.
I got an idea, man. Let us know if you want us to curate your first date.
Oh, that's dope.
Let us
put your first date
together. Way, man.
The heathen way. Like, we'll do it up. We'll have a chef come in, make you a 4-course meal, and we will put your date together. Let us be the ones that orchestrate your first
idea.
Date.
You know, I'm gonna top it.
I like it.
Uh-oh.
If you choose it, we gonna pay for it.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And if you do it, I'm gonna give you a dungeon experience.
Listen, you heard it here first, man. Listen, we're trying to do some things, man. But before we get up off of here, because we're running this thing.
Come on with it.
Please, man, y'all ladies tell us what we can do. Because y'all, both
How
these ladies have businesses here in the Nashville area, man.
Yes.
Like I said, Keena, man, does some of the most.
Oh, my God.
Look, I throw parties, but I would attend her shit myself. I'm gonna give you the basics. I'm gonna give you a building, some food.
He lying. You gonna have a good ass time.
Decorates has a nigga in the Raptors with wings on and shit. And, you know, she got napkins with your name on it.
Oh,
like, you can tell a woman is behind it. You know,
man,
wife,
what you saying?
If it wasn't for my wife doing some of the shit, all you going to get is the building.
Yeah. How can they get home to?
So you can find me on Instagram, spinback_cast. Or you can just type in Keena Sadler. It'll pop up on any of the social media, Keena Sadler. But also, if you're looking for stuff to do in Nashville, join my Facebook group. Social Black Nashville Events. I don't allow people to post like fluff and quotes and all that. It's strictly events that are black friendly or black hosted. So it might not be hosted by us, but it's an event that I know is black friendly and we're welcome.
Shout out.
That's so good.
So join that group and you can always find something to do in Nashville. And I'm not the only contributor to the group. Everybody that's a member can contribute.
Absolutely.
It's nice.
Oh, and the 615 Foodie. on Instagram and Facebook. So that that page is all food and drink.
Oh, nice.
Events in the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Well, you can find me on social media. I'm at Kelz, K-E-L-Z, Marshall on Facebook. I'm at Just for Kelz on Instagram. And I do host a, I have a Saturday boot camp.
Ooh. Yep.
Okay.
Why you got to tap the fat nigga?
Yeah, I mean.
I have a Saturday boot camp. It's at Fitness 1440 out of Harding Place. It's off of Harding. It's 411 Metroplex Drive. So Saturday mornings at 9 a.m., 9 to 10. I just need 60 minutes. That's all I need.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. It is your pace, your race.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I modify any exercise because everybody's not on the same pace.
No excuses.
Working out can be intimidating.
Not the same pace.
We going to go.
When's your next class?
Next Saturday.
Let's go.
9 o'clock.
I'm gonna say this reluctantly on camera.
9 o'clock.
But she's gonna work it out so that if it's you, you don't have to jump.
I'm gonna be in the building.
And he will be.
Is that good enough? I'm gonna be in the building.
We show up. I tell you, we show up.
You will be exercising.
So listen, man, you can check us out, godsheathenchild@gmail.com, www.godsheathenchild. What else we got? The Instagram, God's Heathen Child Instagram, God Instagram, God's Heathen Child Facebook as well, and TikTok. So we need to hear from y'all. I need for y'all to go on there and like, comment, share, give us your thoughts about the show. If we ain't liking, we ain't commenting, we ain't sharing, we're not helping.
That's right.
All right? We got to do that for all of our locals to make sure that we're getting it out there and building the algorithm we need.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we could go on and on. This was so dope, man.
I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Hold on. The producer saying something. Oh, also, wherever you podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and
YouTube.
Yeah. That ain't, I said wherever you podcast.
They got YouTube radio.
They do? Yeah, YouTube do?
Yeah, Apple.
I don't even know my own shit. Listen.
That's can't get that right. Wonderful producer.
That is. Listen, man. Thank y'all so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having us.
Shout out to the ladies, man.
Listen, we love y'all. Dwayne, take us up out of here, bro.
Listen, like I always close the show, man. It don't cost you a dollar to support this show. All you got to do is turn on your radio. Turn on your TV, go to God's Heathen Child, like, subscribe, give us some comments, give us some feedback. I don't care if you say, I don't like the fat dude.
So
listen, just let us know what we're doing, man. We trying to build. We trying to bring this Nashville heat to you. We going to eventually go expand and go other places, man.
That's my brother
working over here,
y'all. Getting it in, y'all.
But we love y'all, man, and we going to come back and do this thing one more time.
Yeah. We love y'all. Peace.